1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Okay, let's play this game. There's a mail carrier, basically saves a dude's life. What can he get for free from you for life?
A mail carrier.
Just so is he out on his route? On his walk in Norwalk, California. And Fernando Garcia is his name. He heard a scream, like a loud scream from a house, as you can imagine what you would hear. So he rushed toward the house, and KNBC is reporting that he found a man with a cut arm and used his belt. And I don't know if it's like a mail carrier issued belt. It probably is like a, you know how that it's got that blue and maybe it's kind of canvassy.
I understand what a belt is.
You know, but I'm thinking of the...
Do you think the post office issues the belt as well as the shorts and the shirt?
I'm trying to think of Roberta, my mail carrier's belt. Yeah. I can't. Because she's often got a vest over it. I don't know. I can't remember. But anywho, he had a belt on. So he helped the man with a tourniquet and kept him from bleeding out. He also stayed with the man till an ambulance arrived. The extent of the man's injury is not clear.
What happened to the guy?
Yeah. How was he cut?
Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. I've had that run in. Stuck my hand in one once.
Ugh. Which hand? Is there a scar?
Yeah, right here. That's where I did it.
Well, hold it up. I can't see it. You're looking at your scar. I can't see it.
It's.
I don't really see it anymore because your hand just looks old.
Well, I was. I tried to take my thumb off is what I tried to do.
That's where you were aiming? That's where you were going?
Yeah. I wasn't aiming. I was hurrying. And what do they tell you? Hurried work.
There was a time I really wanted a
severed
small
chainsaw. Work.
You wanted a chainsaw?
I really did. I had blown up my Milwaukee Tool Sawzall with all the yard work it could possibly handle. And I thought, just get a chainsaw. This could go so much faster. And I tried to think, is there like a little lady saw, you know, just a smaller, tiny
Pink.
Little. You know, like I just, because I thought, I don't want a huge one. That's not going to do well for me. And then I think we were into home improvement stories.
Like the Timber Queen or.
Right.
What? Milwaukee Power Tool makes a perfect saw for that. I just saw one of my wife's friends got one, and she loves it.
Oh, see,
it's
I'm
a smaller
jelly.
Battery-powered chainsaw that's like handheld.
Yeah.
Wasn't really there easy. A saw called the Eager Beaver?
That was McCullough.
Sure. Yeah, I
that
think
was
I remember
Eager
that.
Beaver. It's the fur lady.
I had one.
Specifically,
lady yes. chainsaw. I'm pretty sure that's it.
I had a McCullough eager beaver.
You it did?
Was, yeah, I loved it.
Did
I
you,
loved
did
it.
You call it by
Is it
name?
Gas?
Where's my eager beaver?
I would just
now
say
cut me, it out.
I would just announce that me and the beeve were going out in the woods, take care of business.
But that was the beaver.
That was the one I stuck my hand in was the eager beaver.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It really was eager. Didn't care if it was wood or
did so what nah. It like bounced out of the piece of wood or something? Because
no.
they're like got you
okay.
know what I mean?
Here.
Wedged.
You know how these things have chain brakes up on top. You hit that to stop
I don't
the chain.
Know because okay.
You hit it, you know, when it's running and you're going to the next thing or you're done cutting this, you hit the chain brake.
So that you aren't walking with a chainsaw going.
Yeah, it's a big plastic
I can picture
paddle up on top. Mine got snapped off about the first time I used it. A tree fell on it.
Well, that sounds
it
about
did.
Right.
It did. And it snapped it off. It was fine other than it broke off the chain brake. And there was just a little nub left for the chain brake, which is no problem. I will just hit the nub and turn it off. Well, I was in a hurry and I went over the top of the nub and the chain. I missed it. And the chain didn't stop. And I stuck my hand in the blade and yeah. Wound up in the emergency room for a few hours while they stitched it all back together.
So. Here you go, the number one chainsaw for women in 2020.
Mm-hmm. According to who?
Geiger.com.
Okay. Never heard of them.
Is the Tanaka TCS 33 EDTP 14-inch top handle chainsaw.
14-inch top handle. I like it.
Weighs 12.4 pounds.
Oh, like it.
Got anti-vibration design to prevent fatigue from vibrations or
Chicks hysterical dig menstruation.
I was
going to
say, chicks don't really get worn out by that. They usually seek it out.
In several forms.
Or?
What does this one do?
Well, don't vibrate. Next.
You can get the Ego Power 14-inch 56-volt lithium-ion cordless chainsaw. There's an electric
thing. That one looks longer. That one?
It looks, says 14-inch. So.
Does it? Oh, same as the other? Okay, the picture's a little... Okay.
That's the blade length.
I don't really need it for this house. So I sure could have used it 10 years ago, okay. But I just feel like...
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I just feel like I would have opened a shin or otherwise just had me, you know...
So what
I would
was,
have done something so stupid with it.
What was
what
the
I feel like.
What was the number one brand you said for women? What was that again?
Tanaka.
The Tanaka. So if I'm a dude and I have a Tanaka, do I just...
You get laughed at?
Take it and throw it away today, or what do I do?
We'll take
unless
the guard
you're using
off
it
anyway.
To carve up a ham.
Because if you came over to my house, if you and Rock come over to help me move some furniture, and you go, and see, so you got
the Tanaka chainsaw.
You know, it's the number one brand with the gals. Mm-hmm. The gals like that one.
Recommended for women.
Where's... I can mount mine.
Where's that eager beaver?
I won't be called that.
You know, everyone don't vibrate that much.
Surprised that's not on the list here.
So.
Yeah, maybe in certain states.
Makita, Greenworks, no eager beaver.
Why don't you go make, why don't you put the Tanaka away and go get us some wine coolies? We're getting a little bit of a thirst
here. We're out of White Claw.